Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Brittany?
He's a believer.
No.
He's totally a believer.
No. No. Listen.
He's a believer.
No, I'm going to be honest about it.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to sit here and be naive and say I don't believe that there aren't living things outside of this world.
Yeah.
All right? I do believe that there could be life outside of here, people living, you know, being able to live in different environments that have adapted to those environments. Keep in mind, this world used to all be water, right? So how did we evolve to get to this point?
Aliens.
So.
No, okay.
But I'm not going to just take some BS picture and then believe that that's...
I just said it like that. Every video I showed you, you're like, that's a shadow. The military...
There's no pictures of anything.
Do you
believe...
It's
just circles and squares and, ooh, look at this orange. I'm like,
The real problem is...
That's ducks. That was filmed in the Everglades.
Okay, okay. The real problem that we should be investigating is how come they haven't increased camera quality on these damn jets? That's really the problem.
Right. Think about it.
How come these radars aren't in 3D? I can do Google Maps, and if I wanted to see me through the window right now, I could. How come these F-2 fighter jets? No,
making my point.
No, I'm just. That's really the problem.
You're making my point.
But that doesn't mean that the low quality camera.
I never said I don't believe that there could be some type of life off this earth. I'm not that naive.
Yeah.
But I also said.
Yeah.
That all of the BS you're showing me doesn't prove that.
Because it's not great
even though
quality.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Even though I believe there's life somewhere else.
I don't think you're looking hard.
The stuff that you're showing me, the speeding dots, the ducks in the water.
It's not ducks in the water. I hate that you can say that.
No, I'm not. Look, all the pictures they show of flying stuff.
Yeah.
Is it flying stuff or is it just images?
No, it's flying stuff, dude. Look, so this guy right here is in front of Congress explaining what he witnessed.
You want me to listen to a guy?
No. Look, there's a video attached. This is the video attached. So he's explaining to Congress what he saw on that day. As a military pilot explaining that he saw this UFO, he followed the UFO until a point that he could not keep up anymore. And that is documented on camera and then documented in a statement to Congress.
Okay.
Okay,
but what is it?
They don't know because
it could be
too fast.
It could be like some type of space in the clouds. It could be a number of things.
Clouds.
We're assuming that it's a spaceship with no picture of an actual spaceship, just a blob.
We don't have the picture. Somebody's got the picture though.
Again.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning that.
You know,
what
do this
I'm
with football.
Saying is all the information that you have shown me does not lead me to believe that that's any of those things. And I said, bring me some better
evidence.
We have technology to take a picture of a ship.
Look, there's one right there behind Kendrick
Perkins. Wait a minute. Ow.
Hey, listen.
They're
hunting you.
Hold on.
They're hunting you with these things.
They just turned off my printer.
Oh, yes.
From HP headquarters.
Yeah.
You're telling me with the technology that SpaceX and all these different places have, that all I can get is a blob. I can't see a picture of an actual ship.
Can I tell you why? And I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing you did. How come there's not being more documents that are being shared, right? And this is the answer that was provided. There has been crashes in other countries, right? Listen. Just give it a sec. I said three words. You gotta let me get to the point, right? There's been crashes in other countries, right? And we don't know what happens there because everyone's super secretive with their own government, right? So potentially these people, because we share information, right? We share for technology, but there's certain things that we're kind of like, this one's for me, this one's for me. I don't know what's going on there. There could be a chance that China or Russia or whomever is on the brink of a technological advancement that they're missing one piece and they don't know what or where that piece is. And America goes, hey, guys, we don't have anything, but we have this one piece. And then China goes, damn, that's the piece we need. And then, boom, China is 9,000 light years ahead of us.
That's just like Avengers Age of Ultron.
And how come you love those? You don't love this. This is actually happening. Those headlines are brought to you by our... Actually, no, look, let me not associate those headlines with our sponsor. The headlines we are about to get to. Brittany looks like she's in a rabbit hole looking at UFO videos.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you. Yes, the headlines we're about to get to you.
RBA Richie said it best.
What is
it? When you leave here, I need you to go right over to the man and get a P-test.
Listen, no, okay. If I leave here today, I want everyone to know I am happy with my life. If they tell you otherwise, or for some reason I'm not here tomorrow, listen, there's a man with a black suit and black shades downstairs who's probably waiting for me after the things that I've revealed on this show today. But I do it for my people here, for the listeners, the loyal listeners. I'm putting my life on the line.
With all the technology we have,
yeah,
with all the journeys that we've taken into space.
Yes. Allegedly.
Can I get a real picture and not just a picture of a blob?
I can bring you to a guy. No, okay. Me personally, I can't. But I'm sure.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but I can
like,
also.
Like, I don't just fall for things.
For sure. But I
except
can't
the
give
HP
you.
Thing.
You fell for that. The hook, line, and sinker. Ow! Did I hit you again? Okay, Leroy, he's down, oh no.
Oh my God, he's actually,
oh, he's gone. Oh
my God.
Leroy is gone. I am so sorry.
The aliens, they got him.
Listen, you're talking bad about aliens.
That's what happened.
They have powers, dude.
On the floor.
On the corner.
I don't understand.
But just move the thing. Just move it.
This is painful. My boy, he's in pain.
This
alien talk and Leroy's injury is brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricey toe. Doral Kia, visit them at DoralKia.com.
Say, I got to go to the blue tent and get surgery.
Leroy is in. Tobin is out. Fig is out. Brittany
in. You think Tobin believes in aliens?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I mean... I think that's right. He believes in Love Island, so he has to believe in aliens.
Oh, did you watch Love Island last night?
I did not.
Not last night.
Two nights ago,
I did. Well, there was an episode last night, but I watched the finals instead.
Was it, steamy?
No.
I don't even know.
No.
It's boring? Brittany says it's boring.
It's not that it's boring.
She says it's boring.
I just feel, I don't know if...
He's angry today.
It's gonna...
No, okay, I'm sorry. I'll let you finish. I apologize.
It's not that. I just feel like my frontal lobe has developed maybe a little bit too much.
So this junk television doesn't appeal to you.
Yeah, it's not that it doesn't appeal to me. It's just...
You believe in the blobs you see on
no,
the video.
That's different things.
Those are two different things.
Yes, different things.
I need your frontal lobe to develop to the point where you see when BS is BS.
Your frontal shin is about to break. No, shin. No. Shin. No.
It was a tough watch, though. It was very cringy.
That is, but doesn't that make good TV sometimes? Or was it like cringy bad?
It was like a lot of kissing that I just did not need to see on television.
Really a lot of open mouth kissing.
Lots of open mouth kissing. By the end of the night, everybody kissed everybody, and it was just like, what am I? What
yeah,
point
see,
is this,
I couldn't do those shows.
That's what I'm saying. Fair. It was too much.
There's another show I couldn't do either.
Which one?
Temptation Island.
Oh, that
was that's when the couple goes. If you're a couple and you go to a place like that to see if your relationship works, we've already figured out no.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Like, you've already figured out if you go into Temptation Island or whatever, no. Mm-mm.
Horny.
Yeah.
Breaking news out of the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. The Packers.
Yeah.
Have reached an extension with wide receiver Christian Watson, a 4-year
weird
110.
That's not the weird part. The weird part is only $31 million of it is guaranteed.
That is yeah, 31 million.
Very weird.
Signing bonus, yeah.
Very weird.
Why? Is it, that means that they gave him a fake contract?
Pretty much. Yeah. If 70, was it 80 million of that is not guaranteed?
Yeah.
Like, just look at some of the contracts that, some of the contracts that have signed. Look at the guaranteed money. Look at the quarterback that Malik Willis just signed.
Yeah.
He got damn near the same amount of guaranteed money.
Yeah, and his career.
Right.
Less than Christian Watson's performances.
Yeah.
Do you think this has anything to do with the fact that they just also extended their other receiver as well?
Yeah.
Jaden Reed?
Yeah.
So they're kind of like, hey, we want to make them happy.
I just think sometimes they do contracts and they sound good. You know, the $110 million sounds good.
4 year, $110 million? Yeah, I'll take it. And then before you know it, it's like, really? It was this much.
Right. Speaking hopefully, of that, here's what happens.
What?
Hopefully, and if you're the player, you're thinking, I'll take that 31 guaranteed.
Yeah.
But if I ball out, they're going to come to me first to renegotiate and give me more money because they don't want to be on the hook for that.
Yeah. So he's betting on himself.
Yeah, but while getting money, getting $30 million.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Speaking of deals that aren't what they seem, we reported, I was the first person to report, not true at all, actually. Sometimes I lie. Steph Curry's deal with Li Ning, before the numbers were out, we had speculated based off of an article I saw on Reddit that it was $1.1 billion, but then ESPN reported that it was only $400 million. But then now other outlets are again reporting the $1.1 billion because they're saying that incentives or deals could potentially drive it to $1.1 billion. But then that makes me say, so then he didn't sign for $1.1 billion.
So he did $1.1 billion, but $400 million is guaranteed.
Damn.
And the other $700 million, it might have to do with sales. It might have to do with, you know.
So that's a potential then. I don't even want to throw out that number. Because maybe
$400 million is good, though.
Nah, I mean, listen, that's over 10 years. That's $40 million a year off shoes.
Right. Right.
Crazy.
He don't even have to do a basketball show.
Not at all. No, he doesn't have to do anything. Yeah, he doesn't have to get into media after. He may get into cooking, though. Or, I don't know, I think his wife does something like that. Chef Curry. I feel like I've heard something like that. Would you watch Steph Curry cooking show? I wouldn't.
Let me ask you a question.
All right. Let me ask you a question. It was a simple question.
No.
Yeah.
Look at who you're talking to.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'd watch you if
would
you,
I,
if
would
you
I
had
watch a cooking show.
No. No cooking show. You don't need to. But like, and Steph Curry's just not that entertaining. But if you had a cooking show, I'd watch you.
I cooked on the air one time.
Yeah. We got to do that more.
Yeah. I made, Brittany, I made stuffed bagels.
What?
Yeah.
Because
I always
stuff them with
is that even cooking?
No.
What is that?
So I always brag about I don't like bagels. When I eat bagels, I scoop them. Right?
You have mentioned that, yeah.
And so what I did was I said, I'm gonna show you what I do.
Yeah.
I scrambled some eggs, some sausage, green peppers, jalapenos, scrambled them up, scooped out my bagel, toasted it, and made a little.
Okay. Yeah, put the egg and stuff inside there? Yeah. Okay, see, that makes sense. Because if you were going to tell me that you making a bagel was cooking, we were going to rehash the whole cold cut cooked thing, and this was going to be the next 3 hours of our show. If a cold cut, would you consider a sandwich cooked? Is
No. Let me explain something to you. If you say to me,
yeah,
I'll cook you something to eat.
Yes.
And you put a sandwich on my plate.
Correct.
I'm out.
For sure.
Because you ain't cooking crap.
Yeah, that was when we had finally.
You're making something. I would consider that making something, right, not cooking, right, something.
But you're not cooking.
You're not
when
cooking,
when you say
no.
You're cooking, I'm expecting a meal.
I agree.
If you say, yeah, I'll make you something to eat.
And you give me a sandwich, then right. Yeah. Fair. Okay.
Well, the original question that really bogged us down for at least a month, we were asking guests that came on the show. We were back in that studio at that time. I think Tobin had asked, would you consider deli meat cooked? And I think we continue to have conversations.
Deli meat is cooked.
It is cooked.
So that's why.
But it's not cooking.
Mm. Yeah. So then Tobin was like, no. Whatever side it was, I think, you know, we ended up changing sides at a certain point, right, bringing people in. But I think we finally came to the conclusion that if you came home after a long day and your spouse was like, I cooked you something and dropped off a sandwich in front of you, that it wouldn't. Hit the same as if, yeah, like, you know, a real meal, like, of some sort.
No.
And then we're like, okay, just toasting it.
I've been married a long time.
Yeah.
I've been married long enough where I could give the stink eye.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, yeah, you've earned that.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
I say,
here?
Like the standard has been set for these type of things.
Yeah.
Now my wife could hook it up. You know, she cooks her thing.
Brittany, do you cook?
Yes.
You don't cook.
Why did
me
you?
Me personally, yes, I do. But why I'm thinking.
Why are you?
Because not to you personally, it was less of a knock on Uh-oh. You personally, and more of a. I don't know if these new women cook like that. I don't know if these new women cook like that.
New women?
I just don't know. I just
new
haven't seen
women?
It. A lot of the women that I talk to, they don't really cook that much.
He just called me a new woman.
No, I mean, you're young.
Hey, that wait is a minute. Insane
wait a minute. Wait, wait, wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
D-Sizzle does not understand.
Why? What'd he say?
Leroy heats up a TV dinner and calls it a gourmet meal.
That's not true. Then you don't know Leroy.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what's wrong with y'all.
Nah, Leroy throws down for sure.
I live alone, Marco, so if I didn't cook, I would simply be malnourished.
Or be broke from eating out every night.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's why. Listen, my wife will run up an Uber Eats bill. I tell you what.
Really? So you're saying that she doesn't cook?
She does, but a lot of my female friends as well, they kind of don't cook either.
And my wife, like, my Mel will cook. But see, here's the difference between me and my wife.
Yeah.
My wife will cook on Sunday and go, this should last us all week.
Yeah. You know, my mom would do that too at a certain point when I was growing up.
I cook.
Yeah.
Like, you get a couple of days out of this,
yeah, yeah.
Then we go on to the next
2 days, day. Maybe.
Yeah. But I don't cook because there's a certain level. Now, the one thing I will say is, old teaspoons, we went to the gym, right? We've been going to the gym.
Yeah.
We're on the way home. She's like, Dad.
Okay. She's negotiating.
Are we still heating up those leftovers from Saturday, right? So that was her way of subliminally.
You go, boy.
Nope. You go, boy. Absolutely not.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
How did she go? She came over the top.
Yes, she did.
Nope. She's not no catch. No catch.
Nope.
She's like, look.
After reviewing
the
play,
did not survive the ground. On that one, buddy.
The receiver did not maintain control throughout the entirety of the possession.
ABS ruled that ball. So anyway,
yeah.
So she kind of suggested that maybe we ought to let that go.
Yeah, that's. I'm getting annihilated in the chat now by Schmeethan.
I mean, rightfully so.
I don't understand. I just thought it was interesting that you cooked.
Do you think it's interesting that I drive a car?
They allowed you to drive, huh?
Isn't that crazy?
Listen, don't even get me started on female drivers.
Did you guys wake up today and decide to just hate on women all day? Was that a decision that you made?
I have never had to stop, drop, and roll more times in front of a Publix. Because of a woman just blowing.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to hear it. I genuinely do not want to hear it. It's a South Florida driver
problem.
I was
gonna say, I think that's a
and
South
it's
Florida
not.
Thing.
It's not a female driving problem because there's the amount of men that I have to throw the middle finger up to while I'm driving is insanity.
Allegedly. No, I totally get it. I do think it's a South Florida thing. Bad drivers. You know whose problem it is. It sells no good dirt. No, I'm kidding. You're not gonna say. I'm not gonna go down that. But. Before I send this a break, I do want to get a weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Leroy.
The weather girls have that screen.
Yes.
I have this.
Blinds. Yes.
Look how cloudy it is. It's getting worse. It's getting more cloudy.
It's getting thick.
And you know what?
The rain, too.
I haven't seen a plane.
See what I did there?
I haven't seen a plane take off or land, but I'm still guessing it's coming out.
Yeah,
of the
ever since Spirit Airlines got taken down.
Right?
No more planes in the sky.
Winds have picked up, so they're picking up 10, 15 miles an hour. It's going to rain, and I would say it's 86, 87 degrees.
Well, as of right now, Miami Shores, Florida says that it is currently, probably because it's going to rain, a little bit cooler than what you said. You just said 86, right?
Yeah.
As it at 80 degrees right now.
80?
Yeah. 81 to be exact. Humidity at only at 71%. Does that mean that rain is about to fall? Is that why?
Like it's like so. Down. That means less of a chance.
Ah, okay. Well, they're anticipating a few showers at around 3 p.m., but it seems like today it's just gonna remain cloudy until storming.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Ooh, meatballs. Good. I love me some meatballs from Anthony's Coalfire. Pretty good.
Really? I'm not a big fan. I'm over putting regular food in the oven like that.
That's fair.
Yeah, like, sure. They overcook it. Like, it works great with pizza. You get a nice hard crust, and I can live with that. But when you start putting other stuff in there.
Yeah, sandwiches, peppers.
Like, even wings. Wings the wings yeah. are one side crunchy, the other side soft. Like, yeah, I'm out.
All right. Well, more of this riveting conversation when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
What a lovely song. Only to be ruined by the national anthem that she sang.
First class. I'm in the with my champagne. Was that her or me? Could you tell?
Huh?
Yeah, see, you thought it was her because my voice is so good.
Really?
Welcome back to Tobin Leroy Show. Tobin out, Fig out, Leroy in, Brittany in, Frog Boy in. It has been a frog week, which comes to a conclusion tomorrow, but not before I had to stop in one time in studio with my boy Leroy, see him get abused by this thing down yeah. here that has been tearing up his shit.
I'm more hurt that I'm abused by, I mean, I have never been shut down so quick by Brittany.
Brittany,
she goes... She goes, you had three tries.
You had three tries.
Subliminal relief.
And he still never got it right.
The subliminal snowman.
Nope. Mm-mm. You still never got it right.
It's all right. We'll figure it out eventually. And hopefully the Miami Heat can figure out what the heck is going on.
So the Giannis thing.
Yes.
Like, unlike most people, right?
Yes.
I don't, like, I know the trade talks are real. But I just have a feeling that sometimes teams like Milwaukee, and I'm more than sure I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Are using this to say, hey, we got to deal with Miami. But if y'all could do better, we'll listen.
Yes.
And so having your team out there right away, that's not a good thing. I would rather everybody just be quiet and have talks behind closed doors, and then it just happened. But if you say, oh, we have a deal that's pretty much done, and, you know, I still think that Milwaukee is still working the phones if the deal's not done, saying, hey, can you beat this deal? All right, all right. And so I'm always a little skeptical. I'm worried that with the deal seeming like it's really going to work, being so close, that how do we know right before the draft somebody's not going to swoop in? That's what I'm terrified of, because this is when the draft's end of June, right?
Yeah, June like 23rd, 24th.
Somewhere right. So the draft's at the end of June. That means that right now, and this is, I'm not blaming anybody, I'm not calling it shady, I'm not, nothing. This is how you do business. Right now, the Milwaukee Bucks have that Heat deal in their back pocket, and they're going around seeing if they could get better.
Yeah. I got this. Can you match this? Beat this?
Right. Exactly. Which is kind of how they ended up with Dame.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, it's business. That really is what you do. You get a price, see if anyone can beat it.
So, no coincidence that three-team trade with Atlanta, Boston, Milwaukee was announced yesterday. But that's not, like, they're not, like, here. Let's think of it this way. If Giannis played for the Heat and you were trading him, there's no rush to do anything until the draft.
Yeah, at the very least.
So why wouldn't you make phone calls with the deal you already have in hand and try to improve on it? Like, no, sports karma. No, nobody cares about that. If you're the GM and you work for an organization, your job is to get the best deal possible. So you're going to wait till as late as you can. And this is what I hate about these situations, because now this is the second time the Heat have been out there super early and then somebody swooped in and got him at the last second.
According to Barry Jackson, the Miami Herald, the Milwaukee Bucks are not expected to move Antetokounmpo until after the conclusion of the NBA playoffs. The organization reportedly wants to keep its options open and evaluate whether either the NBA Finals participants or any additional teams decide to enter the bidding for the franchise superstar before committing to a deal.
See?
Yeah. Do you think that there's anyone that...
What?
Like, any
I mean,
of those
Vlad
two teams?
Said it perfectly.
Yeah.
Vlad said it perfectly. The loser of OKC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And San Antonio, who have a ton of assets.
I was going to say, OKC definitely has assets. I don't know what assets.
They got a whole bunch of draft picks, too.
San Antonio? How do they keep doing this?
Because they collected when them 2 years when they were terrible.
Yeah.
And then they got...
How many picks did they?
They got Wimby.
Yeah.
And then the next year they got, Vassell? Or Castle.
Castle.
They got Castle, and then the next year they got Harper. And Carter Bryant.
Right. So think about that.
Come on.
You got basically four starters or four contributors in four consecutive years, and one's an alien. Look at what OKC did.
So you do believe in aliens? No. Yeah, they stacked up their picks a long time ago.
Right.
Sam Presti, I think it was the guy.
Right, yeah.
Impressive.
So
that'd be crazy. I could not, you know, when it would give me the same feeling I got when Kevin Durant went to Golden State. It was just like if Giannis were to go to OKC, I feel like there's just like an insurmountable amount of talent on that basketball court.
Base World NPC, I believe it too. I would take Jaylen Brown in a heartbeat.
Well,
but I don't think under no circumstances, under
Jaylen Brown makes a lot of money though.
So do all these other guys.
I think he makes like
under no circumstances. If I'm Boston, under no circumstances am I trading Jaylen Brown to the Heat. I don't care what you offer.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I mean, crazy things have happened. The Giants got rid of Saquon and he went to New England. I mean, went to Philly.
To Philly.
This trade that they were discussing, the three-team trade, would send Jaylen Brown to the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What a strange.
Why are you making that?
He gonna go there and average 35.
This is a stupid.
Yeah,
trade.
The Hawks would be good.
If they said this is essentially if the Celtics don't turn a Brown trade into Giannis, that this pick would include New Orleans receiving Kuminga, which like nobody wants that guy, number 8 pick, and a 2028 first round pick. The Hawks would receive Jaylen Brown, another player, and the Celtics would receive Kevon Looney, Trey Murphy, pick swap. Essentially, what the Boston Celtics would receive is Jaylen Brown off their books. That's really what they're looking for if they were to get rid of that. I don't think
Okay, first of all, you won a championship with those two guys.
Yeah. I don't know if they like Jaylen Brown that much.
I'm a firm believer in this. I don't care. They both play basketball when they get on the floor. Figure it out. I'm not getting a lesser chance to win a championship because somebody's feelings hurt. I ain't doing it. And so from that standpoint, now, I understand if I'm Jaylen Brown, how I would feel extremely insulted, and it's not Jason Tatum's doing. And that's the problem that I hate about these situations. They ain't saying nothing about each other. It's everybody around them talking about the importance of Jaylen Brown versus the importance of, you know, of Tatum.
Well, I don't think he helped the case when he said that this was his favorite season that he's ever played.
When yeah, because he got to just because I'll, yeah, I'll tell you why.
He didn't have to play next to Jason Tatum. Because he just got one option.
He hates Jason Tatum.
No, here's why.
Same way you hate Aaron Rodgers.
He got to go out and show everybody what he could do. And before that, everybody had questions as far as, you know, was he doing it because they were doubling Tatum or this or that, right? This year, he got to go out and play and be himself, and it was just him. So I can understand why he would say that. It doesn't mean that he has any ill will towards Tatum.
Well, I think it just means that he's clearly – he feels that now he should be a number one option on a team. They got bounced in the first round, Leroy.
So
once Jason Tatum got back, to say that that was your favorite season you've ever played and that you don't care what anybody thinks about that, like that is you're standing 10 toes down on saying that.
So my
that's
question,
a crazy
yeah,
statement.
It is, but my question is this. In all reality, you've seen this team play. Who's more important to that team? Because I can remember Jaylen Brown taking over a game. Can you remember Tatum?
No, I cannot. And even when it comes to the finals MVP, I believe that was Jaylen Brown as well.
It was Jaylen Brown.
And, you know, Jason Tatum was the one who was selected to the Olympic team, right? Like, I don't think he played much, but wasn't like Jaylen Brown left off that team?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think the fact that you and I struggle to find Jason Tatum's moment and he has been crowned, you know, the next thing in Boston, I would understand where Jaylen Brown is just, you know, it's not necessarily that he has a problem with Jason Tatum, but the amount of recognition he's received in comparison to what he feels he deserves, he's probably like, I'm tired of living in this guy's shadow. I don't deserve to live in his shadow.
He really doesn't, though. And that's
he shouldn't, but he does.
What?
But he does.
Here's what I tell you about egos.
Yeah.
LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
All individually were number ones on the basketball team.
Yes.
Collectively, in order to win, two of them had to sacrifice.
Yeah.
When they tried to share and make it equal parts, they lost.
J.J. Barea. Disgusting.
But, so, I don't know. I think, is it a attitude thing? Is it a, you're not about winning if you guys don't think you should be playing together? For whoever it is.
I think when you've gotten to the point in Jaylen Brown's career in which you have achieved a championship, you've achieved a finals MVP, you've achieved what you set out for. Mm-hmm. Now the only other thing that is on his checklist is the respect of others, which I don't know why he has it so high on his list, but it's very clear that that's what he demands. Because it's not what's best for the team. It's not what's best for the organization from a contract perspective. Mm-hmm. It's Jaylen Brown feels he deserves more credit than Jason Tatum is getting.
Are we making that assumption, though?
We are, yes, because obviously he will deny. But
right.
Based off of his actions, at the very least, even if it has nothing to do with Jason Tatum personally, he feels he deserves that what he experienced this year in his quote-unquote favorite season, which was him being the guy. And as long as Jason Tatum exists in Boston,
so
he will not be the guy.
Question. Who was the better guy?
I think Jaylen Brown's a better player.
I've always said that.
Yeah. What's crazy is he has no left hand. But still.
No left hand. Right. They literally, the whole team runs to his right side.
Yeah. I think he's a better defender. And I just
a better defender. He got that dog in him that
that's really
say,
what it is.
Hey, I could roll the ball out and say, go get me a bucket. Can you do that with Tatum?
I don't know.
He's skilled.
He's going to draw a foul. And I'm just going to be like, all right, Tatum, shoot your free throws. Your child is adorable. We get it. Let's take a break. And when we come back, final segment of the 12 o'clock hour right here on Tobin and Leroy.
Oh, this is the one with Lil Wayne.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wayne's World, Planet Rock.
So, in a slight life upset.
Okay, I don't like this. I don't like the way you're
I already know Marcos, where this is going. Uh-huh. Leave the man alone.
Is walking around eating a plate of raw broccoli.
I don't like how you refer to this as a life upset. Whoever took the under.
They're...
Hey! They... No! Wait,
y'all want to hit this?
Brittany.
Y'all trying to hit this?
What? Brittany.
Ask Jimmy first if he wants all, any of this.
Jimmy, you want some raw broccoli?
Jimmy! You want any of this?
He says no.
Brittany, first of all, don't act like you wasn't shocked, too.
I was very shocked.
Okay, then. Then why are you getting on me?
No. Not because our spectrums of shocked are very different. You're doing it in a way that you're probably fat shaming Marcos. I'm doing it in a way that I cannot believe that somebody is choosing to actively eat raw broccoli.
Nah, I don't like this. I feel offended either way.
Yes, that's what I'm shocked at, too. I said I would rather go outside and make a dirt patty.
He did say that. See, the thing about broccoli, I feel like it doesn't lean in any direction. Like Brussels sprouts, stinky.
Brussels sprouts are delicious. I love
delicious,
that.
Though.
They are delicious.
But I can understand when someone's like, ew, that smells. Broccoli doesn't smell
broccoli
bad.
Broccoli does smell when you cook it.
Actually, it does smell bad when you cook it. Wow, it smells like trapped fart.
It smells like a fart.
You know what's crazy, though?
Fresh broccoli's good, though.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, it's probably not eating well on there.
You like greens?
Yeah.
Clearly, collard he's greens. Eating No.
Collard greens.
Oh, collard greens? I actually don't like collard greens.
Really?
But to be fair, I've only had them cooked by an intangible. So,
there you go.
You know, I've never had, like, tangible collard greens.
That's
fair. Okay. So, maybe my mind will be changed.
Yeah.
Leroy, can I ask? Oh, wait. You said you're not a sweet or sour guy. Brittany, maybe you are into this.
A sweet and sour.
Like, I don't like sweet and sour. So, when I make my ribs, it's really hard for me because the only barbecue sauce out there is sweet and spicy or honey barbecue and stuff like that. And I don't like that. But because I use brown sugar when I do my ribs, I have to kind of use that barbecue sauce.
Wait, so you don't like sweet and sour when it comes to eating something savory? Because you do like sweet and sour because all you eat is Sour Patch Kids.
No, I'm talking about
food. With savory.
You're a liar, Leroy. No,
I was just making
sure. I'm not talking about candy. Yeah.
Well, have you seen this new thing that's actually going viral? These
Sour Patch Kids are delicious. I will fight you.
The Kool-Aid pineapple spears. Have you seen those?
Where you soak them in?
Yeah, they take.
Oh, okay. So hold on.
All right.
All
right. Nice little pickled egg on the side.
Okay, for all my tangibles out
Arizona
there.
Arizona iced tea.
All my tangibles. When you used to go to a party or go over to a relative's house for a gathering or get together, they used to always have the fruit punch bowl with the fruit cocktail in the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, putting pineapple, that's nothing new.
Okay. So, people are looking at me when I show them these videos of, because now this is a lucrative business currently going viral. You get these pineapple spears from like Walmart that already come in the jar. You pour out a little bit of the pineapple juice, but then you mix the remainder with packets of Kool-Aid. You let it marinate and sit there so that you have these strangely colored, beautiful, bright pineapple spears, and you sell them for $20 a jar. And right now, I'm like, that sounds like the most delicious thing ever.
But that's not nothing new.
Yeah. Well, not nothing new for...
Tangibles.
Correct. Like, I had a candy lady in my...
Everybody in the hood had a candy lady. She made pralines, and then somebody would sell frozen cups.
Frozen cups. That's the one. Frozen cups. That's the one.
Right. And then sometimes the frozen cup would, if you got a fruit punch, it had... at the bottom.
Actual.
Yeah, it had.
Look at these. This is what it's looking like now, right? They take the Kool-Aid in the jars. Oh, God, great. Now I'm calling someone. That was the oldest thing I've ever done.
How does that even happen?
It was one swipe. Look, you see how they're like red and here, just to show whoever's on our Twitch and. No, great, I'm calling someone again. No, I'm kidding. That'd be crazy. That'd be, again, the oldest thing I've ever done. That was like pineapple. You see these right here, these succulent this looks like almost like watermelon slices, but those are pineapple spears soaked in Kool-Aid. And even just talking about them gives me diabetes and also makes my mouth water.
No, but here's the kicker.
I want that Kool-Aid
to actually go. Here's the kicker. The Kool-Aid packets have no sugar in them.
Yes, so it is a macro-friendly. You can't spell Marcos without macro. I'll tell you guys. If you follow me on Instagram. No, I'm kidding. But, yes, it is macro-friendly. It does have a lot of sugar, though. It does have a lot of sugar.
It has a natural sugar. Well, yeah, the syrup.
Yes, there you go. Where it's not like, you know, like added sugar or artificial or whatever. It's, unfortunately, the syrup from the...
Smitha said, you're only eating broccoli because he can hold it like a fried chicken leg.
he also said that me eating broccoli is like putting a Band-Aid on a decapitated head. And I didn't like that. I didn't like that very much. I did not like that. I'm going to get some more ranch for my...
He said, why is Marcos bringing up Kool-Aid with Leroy but not Brittany?
Brittany, you like Kool-Aid?
Hey, Brittany, question. In your lifetime,
yeah,
how many times have you gone to a family or done it yourself where they've taken the packet of Kool-Aid, boiled some water, and poured it in the water to make sure it was mixed good, and then put the sugar in and boiled it again?
My family doesn't do Kool-Aid.
Oh.
Right. Okay, so that's why, Smeathen.
Too good, huh? For Kool-Aid.
I would say this.
She's a Hawaiian punch girl.
My grandmother used to do it with root beer.
What?
Like take root beer extract.
Yeah. Root beer extract.
And boil it in a pot of water.
Yeah.
And then put sugar in it. And you have like basically root beer Kool-Aid. Or some people would make root beer frozen cups.
Whoa.
Now, you got to make it super, 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 super sugary. Yeah. Otherwise, it's gonna freeze like a block of ice.
We had I remember I'm Hispanic, so we had jupiña, arombed, materbe.
They do Crystal Light. You can't do Crystal Light; it has no sugar.
What's that thing that Puerto Ricans do? Their version of a freeze cup.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I just can't think right now. I've dyed my hair with Kool-Aid before.
Frozen hair. You got me frozen. No, not frozen hair. I'm talking about frozen cup.
Oh, okay.
Hucklebuck. You ever call it Hucklebuck?
Quarter juice? No. Limbe. There's another one, though. Thinking of something else. Anyway, we're going to take a break when we come back. More Tobin and Leroy.